This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there somewhere.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This, of course, is a political year, and we encourage you to get out and vote. Be sure and vote, no matter what you do. Vote. That is what you need to do. If you don't vote, I don't think you really have too much room to complain about what happens. If the person who's in office doesn't do what you feel they should be doing. So our rights as an American, you put them in or you take them out. And if you sit at home and do nothing, you need to be quiet. Now, that's just a personal feeling, but this is an election year. And one of the things that we are voting for is our Rutherford County property assessor position. Now, that comes up every 4 years. And there are four candidates seeking that position: William C. Austin II, Bill D. Boner, and Lance Jenkins. They are all three from the Republican Party. Bill Boner is the incumbent. And we have Rob Mitchell with us, who is a Democrat, and he's also seeking that position. Actually, everybody is here but William C. Austin, so we won't be able to hear his thoughts, at least today. And I want to mention this to everybody. When you call in, and we're not taking calls immediately, when you do call in, we're going to sort of leave it open to the candidates, and they will jump in as they choose. If they have an answer to whatever your question might be, whoever wants to speak first can do so, and if they choose not to answer it at all, they can do that too. That's called freedom. We're going to start by talking with each of the candidates and giving them 2 minutes to, first of all, tell us what they feel they can best do in this position. And we're doing this in alphabetical order. It was going to be William Austin first, but since he's not here, we will move on to Bill Boner. Bill, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Bart.
Tell us a little about yourself. Tell us whatever you wish to tell us in 2 minutes.
Oh, in 2 minutes. Well, if you don't mind, I might be a little bit different. I would like to read the oath that assessor would take to start off with, and I'll try that right now. Then I'll have a small comment after that. I, Bill D. Boner, assessor of properties of the County of Rutherford, State of Tennessee, do solemnly swear that I will appraise, classify, and assess all taxable property of the County of Rutherford according to the Constitution of Tennessee and the laws of the state, that I will truly report all persons who fail or refuse to list a taxable property or who have, to my knowledge, return a fraudulent list, and that I will faithfully, impartially, and honestly discharge my duties as assessor of properties according to the law, to the best of my knowledge and ability, without fear, favor, or affection, so help me God. In 2008, I took the office. I worked closely with the State Division of Property Assessments to ensure all property was classified as should be. And properties on the Greenbelt program usually used for farming. During our inspection, with the advice of the state, I removed several properties that did not qualify, such as rock quarries, junkyards, subdivision, apartment houses, developments, and also Mount Trashmore. I've worked hard to make everyone is treated fair and equal. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. That was Bill Boner, giving us his thoughts, his 2 minutes. And now let's go over to Lance Jenkins and get your 2 minutes. Lance, good morning to you.
Thanks, Bart, for letting me come on your show this morning and having this forum with me and the other two candidates. Appreciate WGNS having us this morning. Just to start out with, I worked at the assessor's office for 17 years under former assessor Tommy Sanford. He was reelected 5 times without any opposition, so Mr. Sanford was a good assessor. I started off in the appraisal field, worked my way up, was project coordinator for 3 reappraisal programs in 94, 98, 2002. Oversaw the residential side of the appraisal department. Also worked on commercial from time to time. So I have a overall knowledge of the assessor's office. I took over 1,000 classes in the assessor's field, appraisal field, excuse me, from you know, real estate to appraisals through IWAO. I received a certification through IWAO, the Assessment Administration Specialist Certification, Tennessee Certified Assessor Certification through the state of Tennessee, Certified Public Administration Certification through the state of Tennessee, and worked in the private sector for 8 years. Was in the military for 21 years, served in the Tennessee National Guard, was enlisted, received my commission, was platoon leader, company commander, detachment commander, worked on battalion staff. So I have overall knowledge of the assessor, property assessor's office, and look forward to having this discussion today.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was Lance Jenkins. And now let's hear from Rob Mitchell. Rob, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart. You're looking great, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm jealous. my name is Rob Mitchell. I've been in this county since it only had 60,000 people, and we watched it grow to 260,000. With that type of growth come a lot of challenges. Each one of those challenges that we have to address comes with a price tag. That price tag is paid out of our paychecks. What this county deserves is someone that will honestly and accurately do the job of appraisal. Now, some of you know my background. I think Bart remembers me, but I kind of operate under the radar a lot of times. 20 years ago, we were faced with flooding problems in the county. My neighbors came to me. They said, we have problems. Nobody seems to help us. So back before the days of the internet, when it was really easy to find information, I picked up the phone, started making calls. We contacted our local officials, and they basically told everyone that there was nothing they could do. They didn't have the money to address the problems. And to add insult to injury, they said that if they addressed one person's problems, they'd have to address everybody's. That's just, I guess you can say, in the old country way, it got my dander up. So I went to find the money. I found the grant money through Corps of Engineers. Applied for the grant with former county engineer, Johnny Widener, who's now deceased. We got the county the money, so they addressed the problem. The next thing, my neighbors seemed to say, well, you know, you do good on crusades, Rob. We got another problem. We have a problem with police protection and fire protection down in Florence. So we addressed that, pretty much wrapped it up. I just got the sign I have 30 seconds left. My wife tells me I talk too much. I just want to say that I would appreciate the opportunity to do a good job for the citizens of Rutherford County. I believe that we deserve better than we expect, and I just like your vote.
We've heard from the candidates who are here. We've heard from Bill Boner, Lance Jenkins, and Rob Mitchell. William Austin was invited, and I've stressed that. All of the candidates have been invited in writing, and the format was laid out in writing as to what we were going to be doing. So all of them have been invited. And we are going to move into the second phase in just a moment, where we open up the phone lines and you will ask the questions. You, the listeners, the voters, will ask the questions. We'll be taking those calls in just a moment. Stay right here with us.
Ford of Murfreesboro is home to the 2012 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. It's the Ford F-150, now in stock at Ford of Murfreesboro. Need something bigger? Check out their Super Duty line of trucks. They've got over 50 to choose from right now at Ford of Murfreesboro. Plus, they have over 50 Ford Escapes and over 50 Ford Mustangs in stock at Ford of Murfreesboro. Online at fordofmurfreesboro.com, Ford of Murfreesboro, on Broad at Northfield.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street has a Valentine special that will be hard to resist. If you spend $99 or more, you'll get a gift certificate for dinner for you and your Valentine, a gift certificate for flowers, and a box of chocolates. Take advantage of the Valentine special today at Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots. Nothing sparkles like a Bell Jewelers diamond, especially on Valentine's Day.
Play it again, sports!
25 to 50% off. A new shipment of scratch and dent fitness equipment is in at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane. Exercise bikes, ellipticals, treadmills, and more. 25 to 50% off. Save now before the deals are gone.
WGNS Time Saver Traffic.
Good morning. Still have that accident on I-24 that is causing some backup. This is around the I-24 eastbound at Bell Road exit. This is the opposite direction most folks are going to be going. But of course, you've got that slowdown looky-loo thing going on. Disabled vehicle on the other side of the track there on Bell Road at I-24 westbound. Bradford Harbor Flooring and Paint Center is Middle Tennessee's most affordable flooring and paint center. Call Jerry or Bobby Bradford at 251-5384 or go online to bradfordwoodfloorsandpaint.com. I'm Randy Ryan with traffic on WGNS.
He's optimistic and hopeful about the future of Rutherford County. He's Truman Jones. Hear the Truman Show weekdays at 2 right here on WGNS AM and FM.
We're back again. We're talking with the candidates for the Rutherford County Property Assessor's position. And let's go to the phones. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am trying to become a more educated citizen and make sure that my vote counts for something when I do vote. Mm-hmm. And in doing that, I have found out that some of the offices where we elect officials, and the assessor's office is one of them, those elected officials are accountable to no one in our county. For 4 years, they do not have to account for their actions to the citizens. And in some ways, I'm not in favor of that, first of all, but they are only accountable to the comptroller. So I would first like to know how each of these people who are running for office, what they think about that, and what they would do to make sure that state and federal laws concerning employees would be carried out fairly, since they don't even have to account to the Human Resource Department. And then I have a comment.
Okay, hold off on the comment until we get their responses. Okay. Would anyone like to jump in? And like I say,
I'd like to try that.
Okay.
We
this
really
is Bill Boner, by the way.
Yes.
They can't see you, so I have to tell them who you are.
Okay, thank you. Yes, we are. The state is in our office quite often. The county commissioners are always come in our office, and the citizens of Rutherford County can come in any time, ask any question. And if you're not happy with it, there can be a lot of things done. We've got a lot of people we have to answer to.
I think Lance Jenkins.
Let me interject something there real quick. First thing is, the assessor is elected by the citizens of Rutherford County. That's the first thing. Second thing is, the state board, the comptroller's office, doesn't come in the office. They monitor our procedures that are set by the state board of equalization. The State Board of Equalization is the ones that set the policies and procedures for the assessor's office. The Division of Property Assessors, or Division of Property Assessment, they monitor the assessor's office. They help in technical support when reappraisal comes around, and they provide education programs for the assessors. You got to realize that when I worked there, the assessor of property makes the final decision. The state is nothing. They're there to monitor and help the state, the assessor of property. It's up to the assessor, his determination. He's the captain of the ship. He's in charge. He's the one who makes the final call. It's not the Division of Property Assessments. It's not the State Board of Equalization.
All righty.
As I understood the caller's question, it was more of a human resource type of question. And I understand that, having been a manager of several large staffs in the past. Now, as I understand it, the property assessor is a constitutional office, and she's right. They don't answer directly to anyone except possibly the comptroller of the state of Tennessee. Morally, I think it's wrong to assume that someone can come, and even though we are a right-to-work state, they can just disregard all type of human resource and personnel laws that have been established for the county. The county set up a guideline to keep the county and its officers, including the assessor's office, out of difficulties when dealing with personnel and human resources. That's something I think that needs to be addressed, something needs to be looked into, and a competent manager will take care of it.
And that was Rob Mitchell. And ma'am, you had a comment, you said?
I have a comment. The current assessor, Mr. Boner, had made a comment in one of his interviews that, in his opinion, I don't think there was a state statute or anything, I think it was just his opinion, that it was good to raise property taxes so that people would be able to borrow equity out of their homes. And I'd just like to make a comment that I'm totally against that, because I think our economy is in a poor state now because of people borrowing when they don't. That's just not a good reason for me to raise somebody's taxes. And I know that that's just his opinion, but...
Lance Jenkins wants to comment.
Well, let me say something about that real quick. The assessor's office appraises the property, and it's supposed to be at fair market value. But when you go to the bank to borrow against your home or get a home loan, the appraiser who appraises that property looks at sales in your subdivision. They look at the tax record, but that does not involve or even comes into play when a fee appraiser appraises the property outside your home, the subdivision you live in. For instance, if you live in a subdivision, say Northwoods, and you go and borrow money to refinance your home, the appraiser is going to look at homes in that subdivision and find the fair market value. Yes, he's going to look at the tax record, but that's not going to be part of the equation. It's the fee appraiser has to look at the fair market value of surrounding properties within usually a mile or 2 mile radius.
And I think Bill Boner had a comment.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I'm not for sure exactly how we had put that, but I had three different folks out of Laverne. I wish one of those ladies would call you. They were actually crying and said due to their value dropping so, which we did have $26,000 to drop in value, she said she tried to get a second loan on her house. But the way we had it appraised, there was no money there at all, so they wouldn't give her a loan.
Ma'am, thank you for your call, and we have some other folks with questions. Let's take another call. You're on WGNS. Good morning. Hello there.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. My question is for Lance Jenkins. I was wondering
These are for everybody, by the way. Okay.
I'd like to ask all the candidates how long they've lived in Rutherford County.
Okay.
Ollie first.
Yeah.
Am I, are you ready?
Yeah, we're all set.
I was born and raised in Rutherford County. I was born here in 1963. My family's lived here for over 100 years. I attended schools here. I went to Bellwood Central Middle School, Riverdale High School, graduated in 1981. I attended MTSU, graduated in 1985 with a business degree. I was out of this county for about 3 years. My father died in 2005. My mother lived in Bellbuckle. She's lived up there by herself. My dad left me a farm. I moved up there. Currently, the farm is, in fact, just sold it. I live here in Rutherford County. I've lived here for over, I don't know how long I've lived here, I guess since last June. I moved back in Rutherford County. Had my farm for sale for over 2 years. But I've owned property here. And like I said, it was about a 3-year stint that I didn't live in this county. but I'm back in this county. Even when I didn't live in this county, I worked for Old South Properties. I spent tax dollars here. And like I said, my family's been in this county since my grandfather and great-grandfather moved here in 1912. I lived out in the Barfield community all these years.
That was Lance Jenkins, by the way. And let's just move across the table. Rob Mitchell, how about you?
Oh, I've been here more than 30 years, and my face shows it. Rutherford County is a great place to live. I chose here to raise my family. It's where I attended college. I graduated with a business degree like Lance from MTSU. It's a great place. It's a great community, and I just want to help it grow.
Bill Boner, how about you?
Okay, I moved here in 1962. I have two sons and a daughter. They were all born here. My grandkids were born here. We live most in Laverne, Smyrna, Milton, and we now live on the Cripple Creek Farm in Readville, where we have 15 to 20,000 kids to visit our farm each year.
Why do they visit your farm? Why do the kids? That's a lot of kids visiting
your
farm.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about that.
I mean, I don't have 15 or 20,000 people dropping by my house each year.
Well, we have all exotic animals, and we have where that the schools and churches all are able to use our animals, and we don't charge at all.
Oh, okay.
So everybody's welcome.
I was just curious. I'm sure somebody else was wondering, why does he have 15,000 people dropping by?
Well, Mark, we've all had this is Rob Mitchell, we've all had teenagers, so if you have teenagers, yeah, you've got about that many coming by the house.
cleaning out the refrigerator.
There's always somebody in and out of the house when you have teenagers.
This is right.
Good morning, you're on WGNS. How are you today?
Just fine.
Good.
I was just wondering, on the property taxes, how long has it been since they raised property taxes?
Okay. How about that? Anybody want to jump in on that?
I think the certified tax rate's been, they did the reappraisal in 2010, and the certified tax rate right now is 2.4692. But when you do a reappraisal, the certified, the tax rate has to be recertified by state law. So, because you can't bring in any more revenue than you did the previous year. And then once you set the certified tax rate, then you can change the tax rate after that. I know Murfreesboro, I think, has left their tax rate the same since their last reappraisal in 2010. I know Eagleville, I think theirs is the same, but Laverne, I believe, they increased theirs 50% or 100%. They went from 50 cents to a dollar. And I think Smyrna left theirs the same.
Okay, that was Lance Jenkins, by the way.
This is Rob Mitchell. I appreciate the caller calling in with that question. What I think he's actually asking is a question that all of us feel, is why are our tax rates not going down when the value of our property is going down? In the last budget that was submitted to the county, the statement was made that appraisals had gone up by 15% over the previous year. That's what all of us are feeling in our paychecks. That's what all of us are feeling in our wallets. Times are hard. They're the hardest they've been since the Great Depression. And everybody's just wondering, why are my taxes not going down when my house is worth less? Currently, right now, it's kind of a shell game. If the county needs money, they can go to the appraiser's office, and the appraiser is finding the money for them so that they can spend. That's why the statute tax rate hasn't changed, because they haven't been held accountable for it. Go ahead, Lance.
Oh, well, let me inject one thing right there. I'm sorry, Rob. The job of the assessor's office is to make sure that, like Rob said, that the property values are at fair market value. And we've had a tough time the last 6 years. That's what the job of the assessor's office is. It's not to raise the value so the county can get more revenue. That job is left up to the county commission.
Should
they're our legislative body. That's their job. Our job as assessor is to appraise and accurately appraise property at fair market value. It's not to go out there and say, oh, well, the county needs more revenue, let's raise the property value so they can get more tax collections. That's not our job. That's the job of the county commission. I'm sorry, Rob.
Oh, no, that's what it should be. I agree with you 100%. Yeah. It just hasn't worked that way.
Correct.
And Bill Boner, I see you've been shuffling some papers, so I think you have a comment.
All right. I got a couple of them. Actually, if... the tax rate has changed from 2008, it was 256. 209, it was 273.5. 210 is 246.52, and same way with 11 is 246.52. Now, we do not, the taxation and valuation is a whole different ball game. Taxes, we don't really have anything to do with. We just do the valuation of your property. Now, if you want the valuations or your property taxes to go down, the best way to do is cut your services. And to do that, you would have to try to say, let's next week, let's not have no police protection, let's have no fire, let's no have nothing, and for 1 week, and then we can cut the taxes, your property taxes will go down. But that ain't nothing we'll have to do. But you got to have the expenses cut before we can start doing anything like that. And I don't know of anybody in Murfreesboro, the great town of Murfreesboro, that would want to be cutting their services. You mean you have to cut your schools? You have to cut everything.
Okay, any other? I don't want to cut you short there.
Okay, go ahead. Then I'll let take it.
Okay. 893-1450. Thank you for your call, by the way. We've got other folks on the line here. We'll be taking their calls. If you're on the line, hold on, because you are coming up next right here on WGNS as we talk to the different candidates for Rutherford County Property Assessor. It's your chance, your opportunity to get to learn how they feel.
It's just been approved. It's the strongest
thing. Some of you said, we can't hear you. We fixed that. Now with more power on FM 100.5 and increased streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
Family Staffing Solutions.
Without the caregivers, there would be no way I could have survived this alone. I had gotten to the point where nothing made any difference.
Stay independent at home.
Being old is not a punishment. It's a very significant phase of life.
Becky Buchner with Family Staffing Solutions.
Check out all the options you have before you make a decision.
Family Staffing Solutions. Thinking about your parents. We can be there when you're not. 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
Weather Eye.
We have a good chance for rain developing this afternoon. Cloudy skies. Our highs will be in the upper 40s with a west-southwest wind around 5 miles per hour. I'm WGNS Staff Meteorologist Mandy Feliber. Right now, 32.
Thank you, Mandy. This weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
This is Freedom Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Clark Howard. Join me Monday through Saturday middays on WGNS as we discuss ways you can save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off.
He ought to know that by now.
Hey, welcome back. Our number is 893-1450. We got all the lines full, people waiting to ask questions very patiently. And let's hope they're waiting patiently in a line to vote when Election Day comes, that would be going out the door. Good morning. You're on WGNS. What is your question?
Is that me, boy?
That is you. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm a member of the People's Republic of Rutherford County.
I've heard
of
that
place. And I'd like to make a statement real quick and pretty and smooth. But, Mr. Bart, you made a statement that if you don't vote, you really don't have a say-so. I don't agree with that because you have denominations, a church denomination in the city that support government, pay taxes, but they do not vote, which is Jehovah's Witnesses. So I don't think that's a good statement to make in this country. And let me tell you, your guest there something.
Okay.
Politics has put a bad taste in the American people. Would any of you all agree with this?
Would you agree that politics is a bad taste?
Yeah, it put a bad taste. In this country. the last few years.
I think everybody would
probably... I think it's gotten real partisan in the last few years. I think it's gotten real partisan, you know. I mean, it's...
And it's terrible.
It's, you know, it's a lot of attack ads out there and stuff.
Right. And we speak of being love, and we're supposed to be, you know, living for our kids. And for us to act, for politicians to act the way they're acting. And one more thing, and I'll be out of y'all's hair. It has become a thing in Murfreesboro. Certain people buy buildings, may not even never even open them up, let them sit there. They just use them for tax write-off. We know what they're doing. It seems like nobody never speaks out on issues like this. We got many buildings there. My church tried to get a church a few years ago. The church is still sitting on the same corner with grass growing up in the yard, and they kept the price so high so that nobody could buy it undoubtedly. So I'm quite sure they're still making money off of the property. Did you all know this is going on in our wonderful town?
Anybody want to comment on that? Bill Boner has his hand up.
I'd say that every time that there's a building out there, it's on the roll, because we have a working agreement with the cities and the county that they all send the building permit. They are put on, and they're only put on as the value they are at to where they stand.
All righty. Thank you very much. 893-1450 is our phone number. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today? Hello there.
Fine, yes.
Good. Good morning.
Yes, I was just curious. Mr. Boner made a remark that if the taxes weren't collected, property taxes, they'd have to cut services and wouldn't have any police and fire and such as that. Well, that's just ridiculous. First of all, the property assessor makes right at $100,000 a year with all perks. And secondly, I have two pieces of property in Rutherford County. One is unimproved land, which the county has changed the rules and it'll barely perk. And the other, the house has cracks in the foundation. We're in the worst economy since the Great Depression, and both the appraisals have gone up. They talk about the tax rate and how long it's been since taxes have gone up. Taxes go up every 2 years. They either raise the rate or raise the appraisal. That's been going on for at least 50 years that I know of. So, Mr. Boner, could you speak to that?
Yes, sir. There's no way that your appraisal could have changed. It only changes every 4 years. And if some reason it's changed, there would be an addition to it or something that changed to the property. Now, if it hadn't done anything at all, you need to bring your paperwork into the office and let one of my appraisers check it, or I myself will check it. And if there's been some mistake or error on it, we'll be glad to help you get it changed.
Anybody else want to comment?
I think a couple of the callers who've just called in, you know, they're talking about the economy, and you know, of course, values are not what they were 5 years ago, and you know, the county and the cities are not collecting taxes like they were 4 or 5 years ago. And I think what a lot of people are saying is, hey, you know, the government needs to tighten its belt. It needs to watch what it's spending. It needs to control cost. It needs to look at every department. Go through, do a thorough review, and see if they can cut some stuff out. There's waste in every department. I mean, I've worked in the government. You know, I was in the military. You can cut. You can find ways to save money. And I think that's what these taxpayers are talking about.
I think Lance, Bill Boner has a
problem. Yeah, Bart, I'm going to have to agree there. Since the 3 years that I've been already with my budget, I turn in over $100,000 back each year. I don't spend it because it's there. It will show that I have turned in that much, and I've cut that much. And we have three employees less than I had when I went in.
And Rob Mitchell has a comment also.
Yes, I agree with what the caller's saying, and I understand what he feels. We all feel the same way.
and any of us, I allude, I have children. I'm reminded when the county's acting like when my son is trying to find money to go out and get gas money. He starts tearing apart the sofas, looking for coins, rummaging through every corner he has so he can get enough money to pay for his gas. And that seems to be, that's the feeling, at least anyway, that I think most of the people in this community feel like. They feel like the county has been unwilling make the necessary cuts through administrative means and through proper management to manage our government the way it needs to be managed. So, you know, there are ways to find money places. You can go out and you can start assessing tool sheds and dog houses because it's an improvement to the property. But is that actually the right thing to do? And I don't think it is.
Let's take another call. Good morning. You're on WGNS. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Did you have a question?
I do have a question. I do. I wanted to ask a question of all candidates, and Mr. Boner as well, Mr. Boner specifically, for him to explain how he can fire a 20-year county employee who's a single mother after he required her to take all his certification exams in his office on his computer and bring her into his Monday meeting in front of the entire office and thank her for her efforts. And then fire her on Friday for not agreeing with his policy without any disciplinary action, no verbal warnings, and no previous disciplinary actions. And then the other candidates, what would they do to give the county employees peace of mind that this won't happen in the future?
Bill Bolton.
Bart, I recognize the voice, and it is the girl that I had let go. And I don't really, we could get into all of that. I mean, I don't think that would be right. But I do say that she caused enough disturbance in my office, she gave me no other choice.
Any comments from...
This is Rob Mitchell. I'll be happy to answer that. I've been a manager of large staffs before, and there are procedures that even if they're not written down, a professional will handle it in a certain way. And there are steps and procedures set up for that. If someone has a problem, they're counseled first. They're counseled privately so as not to embarrass them in front of the rest of the staff. And they're giving a verbal warning. Then you follow up with a written warning if the stuff continues, if the same behavior continues. You give, it is irresponsible, in my opinion, to cast off a good employee who has years of experience because of a personality clash. We're not in here to win any awards for being Mr. Nice Guy. We're in to do a job, but you can be professional when you're doing a job and follow procedures and still be humane.
That was all done.
Can I say
sure.
something?
This is Lance Jenkins now.
Let me say something real quick. I worked in the assessor's office for Tommy for 17 years. Most of the people up there today I worked with, a majority of them. I think there's been some hired since I've been gone. But anyway, the people that work up there, they're great employees. They're good people. They do their job. And what they want is somebody to be the assessor that has the knowledge, the expertise, and the experience when they go to that person, if it's a he or she, and explain to them, okay, we have this situation. What do we need to do about it? And I have that knowledge and experience and expertise, and I think the employees of that office, they deserve somebody up there that has the knowledge, the expertise to run the office, who's been there, who's done the work, and knows what they're talking about. And like I said, I've worked in about every aspect of the assessor's office, and like I said, they're great people. All those people are great people, and they want, you know, performance of your job is not worrying about when you go in the office if, you know, you're going to have a job that day or if you're not going to have a job that day. And like I said, they're great people. They do the job. And I'll just leave it at that.
Thank you for your call. Our number is 893-1450. We have a full line of calls still waiting, and we will take some more calls in just a moment. If you're on the line, hold on.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We have a good chance for rain developing this afternoon. Cloudy skies. Our highs will be in the upper 40s with a west-southwest wind around 5 miles per hour. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Felluber. Right now, 32.
People ask me, how does Perry Bell sell first quality name brand furniture about half price every day at Bell Furniture? He's learned that if you buy in trailer truckload quantities, you save money. And then instead of making the displays look like a decorator magazine, he puts it all in one big room. That saves money too. Plus, it's only Perry Bell and Linda Ferris there. The overhead is down. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
The only place you'll hear good neighbor talk is WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Hello, Rutherford County. You're listening to 1450 WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Spread that news.
This morning on the program, we're talking with the different candidates for the Rutherford County Property Assessor's position. The incumbent, Bill Boner, is with us. Lance Jenkins is also here, and so is Rob Mitchell. We also invited another candidate, William C. Austin, and he is not with us this morning. We have time for possibly one more call. You're on WGNS. Good morning.
Good morning, Clark.
Good morning.
Hi, I have a question for all the candidates. I noticed over Bill Boner's term there's been a controversy as far as the large companies not paying their share that live in Rutherford County, as far as their businesses. I guess they were at a lower tax rate, and I believe he had went to court with one of them, and he had won. I just want to know, over the past 20 years, even when Mr. Jenkins was in office, did they also pay the lower tax rate versus what a normal homeowner? Because that's kind of what we're going through during the presidential election. Seems like the middle class is the ones that are always hit. And, you know, the upper class, you know, they get a lower tax rate, but the middle class is the ones that are struggling. And I also had a question about the green belt. We was not aware until Mr. Boner took term that there was even such a thing as green belt. We have a farm in Las Casas, and he had helped us get on the green belt. And I noticed that there were several people on the green belt that didn't even need to be on there that I believe he has removed since he has been in office. Now, you know, and I'm sure they've been on it for years, and that's also a tax reduction. If anybody out there don't know what that is if you own over a certain amount of acres, you get a tax reduction on your tax rate. But if I'm not mistaken, it has to be used for agricultural use, not just because you own land. So if the candidates would like to comment on that, I'd be interested in seeing what the answer is. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling. Anybody want to comment? You don't have to comment, but if you want to.
Yeah, Bart, like I said earlier, the state did go with me in viewing the properties. And they found some properties out there that did have a subdivision that was listed on the green belt. Then we had a lot of developers that had developing land. They had roads run through the land. They had sidewalks. They had lights. It's all out there. And then we also had the BFI. And I have been to court more. She said once. I've probably been so far about 50 times. And matter of fact, you said something about a while ago about the state not being around. Well, if they want to come here at our office at 10 o'clock, the state will have the attorney there, state attorney, and they do come in and evaluate what's been done. about here, it's been lately about every 30 days to make sure that we're keeping up with what should be done.
Any other comments?
I just have a comment on a couple of things. She's talking about the commercial building and stuff. When I was there, you know, you have classifications. You have for commercial industrial, it's assessed at 40%, residential is 25%, personal property, business personal property is 30%. Assessed utilities is 55% assessment. We assessed everybody fairly and equally. Mr. Sanford did. He looked at everybody. He didn't, you know, he wasn't catering to anybody. On the Greenbelt, on the Greenbelt issue, by the law, you got to have 15 acres. That's what it says. It's up to the assessor. It's up to the assessor whether you own the Greenbelt or not on the Greenbelt. It's not up to the state, comptroller, the treasury, state board of equalization, anybody else. If you look at every county around Middle Tennessee, or around Rutherford County, excuse me, and I've talked to them, they put you on it. You know, if you got 15 acres or more, you put on Greenbelt, because when you sign that Greenbelt form, it's an affidavit, because you have to get it notarized saying, yes, I'm using it for farmland, or yes, you know, it's in agriculture use. The farm schedule that you don't, you know, the assessor can request a farm schedule, but the farm schedule doesn't tell you where the farm is, because I've filled out a farm schedule ever since I was 18 years old because I farm. Only thing that farm schedule tells you is your name, you have your social security number on there, and then it has what you're doing. Like mine was beef farming, and then I have my gross proceeds, my expenses. It doesn't tell you, you know, I farm in Bedford and Rutherford County. I know some farmers personally that farm in three or four counties in Middle Tennessee, and they have farms in Arkansas and Mississippi. So showing the farm schedule doesn't qualify you to be on Greenbelt. I mean, you could be farming in another county. So I think when I was in the office under Mr. Sanford, he set the guidelines, he was in charge, and I followed his guidelines.
And on that note, I hate to tell it, because all of these phone lines are still full. We've had a full line of listeners calling in. We're out of time. But we're in the segment of the program where each candidate has a remaining 2 minutes apiece to share what they wish about themselves, make any additional comments on the questions that have been brought up. And since we did this in alphabetical order to start with, let's do it in reverse alphabetical order to wrap it up. And that would put Rob Mitchell first.
I am Rob Mitchell, and just appreciate the opportunity to be here. For the last 15 years, I've assessed property values in the course of doing my business. I do run a small business. I have an insurance agency. I graduated from MTSU with a degree in business, been president of the Junior Chamber of Commerce, a successfully managed dozens of employees. While it's important to say what we have done, I'll tell you what I'm not running for. I'm not running for a paycheck. I have one. I'm not running to pad a retirement account. Don't need that. Just like to say that we're experiencing the hardest time since the Great Depression. All of our homes been losing value, yet we're paying the same taxes. So I'm running that you have a voice in the property assessor's office, and that each and every person is treated fairly. I'm asking for your vote for Rob Mitchell, and I'm asking that you put Rob on the job.
That was Rob Mitchell. And let's, as we continue in this reverse order, Lance Jenkins would be next.
Bart, I want to say thank you for letting us come on this morning and having this forum with me and Mr. Boner and Mr. Mitchell. And appreciate all the calls we received. Rutherford County is a great county to live in. We've got great people here. And I just want to make sure that everybody gets out and votes. We have people that die for our country every day, so we can have the freedom to go vote. And I hope everybody gets out and votes first. And I just want to say that over the experience I've had over the past 20, 25 years, 17 of them in the assessor's office working day to day, with the knowledge I had in the assessor's office, I guess the big question is, who do you want to run the assessor's office when you got over 100,000 real personal property accounts, and you got over 11,000 business personal property accounts, and $21 billion in property value in this county? That's a lot of property to manage. And I've got a college degree from, like I said, from MTSU, graduated with a 4-year degree, business degree. I have knowledge in the assessor's office, numerous classes I've taken. I have experience in the private sector. I have military experience, served 20 years in the Tennessee National Guard. And I just appreciate everybody's vote coming up here. And early voting starts next Wednesday. And then the election's on March 6th. But I just stress, I hope everybody gets out and votes. And, I think it's everybody's right to do that. And I appreciate your time, WGNS, and having us on this morning. Thank you.
That was Lance Jenkins. And now let's hear from Bill Boner.
Okay, my name is Bill Boner, and I'm running for the Rutherford County Property Assessor. It has been my honor and privilege to serve the citizens of Rutherford County in this position since 2008. I've strived and will continue to strive to see that everyone is treated fair and equal. I've worked closely with the state to see that the guidelines set forth for the assessor's office are followed. I've taken numerous classes through the state, the county, the International Assessors Association, which is a nonprofit educational association committed to improving assessment practices, educating assessors, and promoting justice and equally in distributing a property tax burden. If you need to express a concern or a question, please call or come by the assessor's office, where one of my friendly employees or myself will be glad to assist you. If you want an assessor to see that everyone is treated fair and equal, I would appreciate your vote. Thank you.
Visiting with us this morning, we've heard from Bill Boner, Republican candidate who is the incumbent, Lance Jenkins, a Republican candidate, and Rob Mitchell, a Democratic candidate. Thank you for joining us today.